Project. Page 47. Exercises 2 and 3. Group 1.
I'm really excited by this project. I have a lot of ideas.
Yeah, this is a good one, and we have an excellent team.
Okay, just read it again. What are the key points?
Natural patterns, designs in nature, something eco and green and beautiful.
Okay, talk to me about natural design and shapes. What sort of ideas do you have?
Plants, petals, leaves, shapes of trees.
I like this, yeah. So, symmetrical flower shapes, branches, wood grain?
Yeah, branches is a good one. The way trees and bushes grow. A lot of offshoots, branching off.
This could be really good for a tall structure. I don't know, like a skyscraper or something.
Oh, hang on. But what about a really beautiful low-rise building? Not a skyscraper. I don't know, something like a hotel, but it looks like a tree if you saw it from above. So all the different parts of the hotel are different parts of the tree.
Oh, you mean like a palm tree shape or something?
Yes. So the branches of the tree go to different parts of the hotel. The pool, the reception, the restaurant, the rooms.
Yes, I like that more than the skyscraper idea. Let's do something really ecological and sympathetic to the surroundings.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. I think this is...
Group 2.
Oh, this could be a pretty hard challenge. I think there are a lot of things to do here.
Yes, you're right. I'm not sure about natural patterns, to be honest. What does that even mean?
What about animal patterns? You know, like camouflage things.
Oh, okay. So like zebra stripes or tiger spots or things like that?
Yeah, well, I don't think I want to design a spotty building, though.
Plants are probably easier.
Or water. Waves, ripples, droplets.
Droplets could be good. Nice shape.
Maybe we should think about the building we want to design.
Could it be something that's based around the shape of water? What about an art gallery or a surf school? Or something that draws inspiration from the sea or a waterfall?
Cool. That'd be really good. I think maybe we...
Group 3.
Let's think about mathematical patterns in nature to start with then.
Okay, beehives. You know, honeycombs.
Yes, things that repeat, things that are symmetrical, things that fit together, things that tessellate.
Oh, snowflakes.
Spider houses. Oh, what are they? Oh, cobwebs.
Beautiful shells.
Shells are good. Shells have stripes and they have spirals.
Spirals are everywhere in nature. You can see fractals in shells and in the centre of flowers and in things like pine cones.
Yep, super.
Are we talking about the Fibonacci sequence?
Yes, we are.
Yes, that's a really nice idea. Fractals and spirals and really cool mathematical shapes.
We could make a really beautiful design for something like a hospital or an elder care facility.
A place to take care of people? Nice idea.